Oh, it was limbs o'clock.
Limbs o'clock.
It was time for limbs. It was limbtastic.
Indeed, this is the Poppy Pod, and this is the Champions
edition
up the Pompey. Everyone knows, I'm not going to say if you don't know, because of course you know, this is the Portsmouth Pod. We are the pod that talks all about the now Championship side, Portsmouth FC. We are back in the Championship, 12 long years away. I'm Mike, and this is Dan.
Oh, hi.
The right way. Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, how's things? Hey.
Very good, thank you.
Are you still on the crest of that wave?
I've been home since last night.
Yeah. I did drink a little bit too much during the game, and I was quite ropey most of the day today. I had a few meetings this morning. It wasn't at my best during them.
No, very good,
It was very, very good. It was very good, but as we will come to in a moment, it actually wasn't very good, but it was very good. Yeah. It ended very, very well. But it actually was, in true Pompey fashion, it kept us waiting.
Yeah.
But anyway, we haven't potted since before the Bolton game, so we will talk about the Bolton game as well as the Barnsley match. We will also have a little quiz, and we'll look ahead to the game at Wigan at the weekend, which kind of means nothing now, does it? Doesn't really matter at all. Let's start with Bolton. Quickly, we'll do a quick eight because it doesn't matter about Bolton anymore, does it? What were your views?
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? I think it was just all right. We got the point we needed. Yeah, could have been a lot better. Could have gone worse. So happy with a point. I think everyone, most people before the game said they'd be happy with a point, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I think a point was. Yeah, I think a lot of people were starting to think we might win, but actually, I think a point was a good outcome on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Started really well. I thought Kamara had their fullback.
On toast.
I nearly said that. I restrained myself, but he was just got ghosting past him really in the first five minutes, wasn't he? And obviously that led to our goal. They got back into it, and they were probably the more likely to score after that, weren't they?
Oh, I think definitely. Yeah. I think they had the rest of the first half, didn't they? And then the second half was it was sort of 50-50 possession-wise, but they had the better chances. But then we had a couple of good chances. One good chance, maybe.
Yeah. They obviously hit the post with, what's his name, Charles and Bodvarsson, really.
Oh, yeah.
Cow's arse and banjo.
Crumbs.
Comes to mind. Jesus, it was one. He was like 6 yards out, and somehow, I wonder if it even stayed in the ground.
Yeah.
It went so high. It was ridiculous. Question. Here's a question, and then we'll move on from Bolton. Did you think Santos was that comfortable against Yenge and Bishop? Because Bolton fans seem to think that he, was all over them. I thought actually he had one chance that Yenge could have got past Santos, and Santos actually brought him down.
I thought he was rubbish the first time he played at Fratton Park. Yenge just dominated him. And then I saw him I watched one of their games against someone, and I can't remember who it was, but they lost or they drew. I can't remember. They dropped points, and he was poor again then. And then, I saw a few comments from Bolton fans saying that he was good on last week. And I even saw one Pompey fan saying, you've got to sign Santos up. He is the best player in the league, best defender in the league, Championship quality by a mile. So I don't know. He must be a good player. I'm sure he is. I'm not going to rate him on the basis of two or three games, but I don't think he's been great against Pompey both times.
No,
I wouldn't say.
He's clearly big, strong. I thought he played better that time against us. I wouldn't say he completely dominated, particularly Yenge as well. Yenge seemed to give him a bit of. In fact, even Bishop, who was conceding probably a good 5 or 6 inches in height against him, one ahead of against him at one stage. I don't know. It wasn't 4-1. And another question, which kind of links the two games together, but just in your opinion, just how good is Abu Kamara?
I think definitely the second half of the season he's been, every time he gets the ball, he looks dangerous, doesn't he? So, which is what we've wanted from him.
Seems to have found an extra yard of pace, hasn't he?
Yeah. Just, very good.
Very, very good. Very, very good as well. And very, he was also instrumental against Barnsley as well. So let's move on to the Barnsley game. Go on.
I was going to say, with Kamara, do you think he'll be scoring for or against us next season?
Yeah. Well, I think if he leaves Norwich, if Norwich don't go up and he leaves them, I think he's going to be leaving them for possibly a Premier League club. I'm not necessarily saying as a starter, but I think he'll make a good squad player. He's young, isn't he? I think he could go to like a Palace or Everton or someone like that.
Do you think he's that good then?
I think he's not necessarily, like I say, not necessarily as a starter, but I think he's certainly got a lot of potential. Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't know. It's difficult to tell, isn't it? Obviously when you see a player against League One opposition, it's difficult to see what they'd actually be like against a Premier League defender, because the step up in class is huge, isn't it? But I can't see, if Norwich don't go up, I can't see him letting him go. Obviously not on loan to us, but I think if he's going to be sold, he's going to be sold for 5 or 6 million plus, isn't he? Yeah. And I can't see us spending that sort of money on anyone.
No, I can't see Norwich going up though, as well, at the same time. No.
In the playoffs, you've got. And yeah, there are the form team in that league.
Yeah, okay. But I would say that teams like Scum and Leeds and whoever else is up there are better than Norwich.
Well, yeah, I would agree over the course of the season, but both Leeds and Leicester's form is pretty terrible, isn't it? So if they drop into the playoffs, then Norwich are like I say, they're on a bit of a run.
And Norwich still relying on Pookie and that orange-haired American chap.
Darren Huckabee.
No, not that one.
Yeah. Who's the orange hair American?
What's his name? Curly hair. Curly hair, come on. You know.
Oh, I don't know. I
can't remember his name.
Why not? Alexi Latlas. You're not thinking of
him. No, not that one. No, funnily enough. Yeah.
The bearded American. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Barnsley at home. Not the best of start. In fact, actually, before we talk about the actual game, what did you think of the lineup? Five changes.
Yeah.
Switched Raggett and Shock to see in defence, which I have a theory for, by the way. But what did you think of that lineup?
I thought it was, when I saw it and there was five changes, I thought that's quite adventurous. And then I think that for once, Messinio didn't pick a good starting 11. You know, he's got it right most of the time. Mm. And the subs that came on did do the job. Yeah. But I just wonder whether it would have been different if they'd started. I thought White was poor again. Really poor. And to the point where it looks like he can't even be asked, which is the really frustrating thing. There was one where there was a player right in front of us with the ball, and White was only a couple of yards away from him, but just sort of jogged towards him. Didn't put any pressure on him, and so many people around me would shout at him. But I don't think, and he took Andrian off at half time, didn't he? I thought he was the best.
Yeah, he played well.
They come in. Yeah. So it was a bit of a strange one. Oh, Lane, who was on the other side? Oh, we had Evans in, didn't we?
So he had Swanson in at right back. He had Evans in centre midfield. He up top, and Lang came back. Was it no?
Lang came on for.
Yes, he did. Yeah, to Lang. Yeah,
it was White for Lane, wasn't it? White for Lane.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So I think not the best starting line.
Too many changes, wasn't it? It seemed like too many changes. The first 10 minutes or first 8 minutes until we equalised. We actually looked as if we were well off the pace, weren't we? Well off it.
Well, I thought we were poor up until they scored. I know that was early, and then we played well until we scored. So we played well for about three or four minutes, and then we were poor again much of the game.
Well, until the penalty, really, wasn't it?
Until the penalty.
Until the penalty, because it looked from the start they looked like they were going to score, and it wasn't a surprise when they did. But even then, if I'm honest with you, I was kind of a little bit concerned just because we weren't playing particularly well. But I wasn't that concerned because it was so early in the game.
Yeah.
We obviously got a quick equaliser, good finish from Yenge, I thought. And, it's just a little bit nothing, wasn't it, from Pompey for a while. Yeah. again, wide open for their goal that they went in front through.
Oh, that was really poor. In between the two defenders, just easy pass, wasn't it? Sorry.
No. How did you feel about him celebrating? Like, not in front of his own fans. He ran straight past his own fans and went to the North Terrace.
Yeah, it depends, isn't it? Depends what he's probably getting.
The knob jockey thing to do.
But you don't know what's being said. He's probably getting loads of that in his ear. So
he's the one who missed the one-on-one with. Well, I say missed. I thought it was a good save. He did kind of hit it straight at him, didn't he? But it was a great. I thought it was a very good save, actually.
Yeah.
Not quite. It's being described as being Schmeichel-esque, but
it
was good.
Not so much.
It was good. So much. He stood up well. Penalty, yes or no?
From where I was, yes. And then when I seen replays of it from the referee's side, so we're at North Stand, so we all thought it was a penalty, and then the ref gave it. But then the only replays I've seen are sort of like from the other side, and it doesn't look like a penalty at all. So I think the referee might have just bowed down to a bit of crowd pressure to give that. Mm. But yeah, no, I thought it was from our side. It did look like he caught him and not the ball. Yeah. I don't know whether you would have seen that on TV.
I thought he did catch him. I think it was a pen, personally. I think it was. It's one of those where there's not a lot of contact, but I think it looks if there is contact.
Yeah.
And I think, again, in a VAR situation, I think it's one of those that won't be overturned because it's not a definite no contact.
No.
And I don't think it was a dive. So I think, I'd say yes. Not too dissimilar, I didn't think, to the Andrew in one not long ago. I can't remember who that was against. But, that was against Derby, wasn't it? And it wasn't given. There's two players. But anyway, so we've got the equaliser. Before we actually talk, whilst we're talking about the ref, what did you think of the ref overall?
Yeah, just weird again. Just weird, just a bit.
Just going back to the Bolton game, that ref was possibly the worst, wasn't he? The Bolton for both sides, just being overly zealous about free kicks and stuff like that. People saying quick free kicks. No, we're not having quick free kicks. I've got to do my little bit of foam on the floor.
Yeah.
I've got to do my foam here. It's like, shut up, mate. Just get on with the game.
Yeah.
They want to get on with it.
No, I thought he was all right. But just a bit too look at me, wasn't he?
Yeah, a little bit. We've had him before, and I remember being a little bit indifferent.
I recognised him, But even when we were 2-1 down, I still thought we would... I still thought we'd at least draw,
I didn't think we would. I thought that would be it then. But then, 89 minutes, big Connor up from the back.
Yeah.
Describe the scenes as that went in, Dan. Describe the scenes that you witnessed at Fratton Park. Describe the limbs. Describe the limbs.
Oh, it was limbs o'clock.
Limbs o'clock.
It was time for limbs. It was limb-tastic. It was, because after the equaliser, it was just full-on people standing up, singing very, very loud, just jumping around. And then we got the corner. And then, we scored from the corner. And, everyone just went mental. It was really good. Very good. There's people jumping on top of people and screaming. And then some people running on the pitch, which is
interesting.
Yeah.
I must be at that point when people started running on the pitch and the referee started taking people over towards the tunnel, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I thought, don't be too jumpy yet. Because I thought if they don't get him off and then that's it, they're not going to end
it. I just thought, what? I mean, and it's not just me being my usual miserable self. There's like 1,000 people around me just going, get off the fucking pitch, get off the pitch. You twats. But I did just think, why, what are you doing going on the pitch now? Because you know you're going to run on the end. So,
it's just
a few people trying to make it about themselves, isn't it? Although I did notice most of them were sort of 15, 16 year olds. So you can sort of understand it. But then there were a couple of adults that just ran past. I thought, what are you doing, mate? You're about 40 years old. You've climbed over the barrier. But well done. But luckily it didn't last too long, and you had the Pompey players sort of shouting at the fans just to stay calm. Pack was telling everyone to calm down. It was quite good.
And then final whistle, absolute scenes. Do you know what I thought it was what I thought was good is the fact that the Pompey players stayed in the crowd so long.
Yeah.
Obviously got up on shoulders. Paddy Lane was literally crowd surfing at one stage.
Yeah.
Which was immense. And then you just had everyone up on shoulders, and they it was good, what, 10, 15, 20 minutes almost?
Well, at least. I mean, I stayed there for sort of 15, 20 minutes, and then I started to make a move. And then all the videos I've seen, it must have gone on a lot longer. Must have gone on a lot longer because it wasn't, there weren't sort of like stewards around everyone when I was on the pitch, like cordoning them off. So, yeah, it must have gone on quite a while. And like all the Instagram stories and things like that have been really good to watch. Have you seen all those?
I've seen loads today,
But I think it does sum up what a good team they are, that they're all like all getting in together, aren't they? And there doesn't seem to be anyone left out, even like Towler, people like Towler and
a
couple of the other subs.
Even Miles Pert-Harris, I thought, bearing in mind he's long and he's not played a lot in recent weeks, I thought
his
response was very, very positive. Yeah, even in the 16 or 18 or however many years.
Yeah.
You know, he seemed very positive, and it just seemed like that, like you say, that camaraderie seems to be really, really good, doesn't it? And like you say, even the players like Stevenson, Towler, as you mentioned Josh Mine, all of them, there doesn't seem to be any, it just seemed that, you know, they were all very much up for it, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Amazing. Amazing, amazing stuff. And we are back in the Championship. Over the next couple of weeks, we will talk about being back in the Championship, what we might well need for next season, and you know who will be making the step up. What we'll also be talking about over the next couple of weeks is next week, Dan, we'll have to put together our shortlist for Player of the Season, the Pompey Pod Player of the Season.
Tough, isn't it?
Announce that the following week, which will be our final pod of this year.
I can tell you who Richard. No, just got out of my head. Who's our
Richard Hughes.
Yeah, Richard Hughes. I can tell you who he chose for Player of the Season.
Go on.
Connor Shocknessy.
Okay. Where did you read this?
No, that was before the game in the in the bar.
In the program.
He said he would pick.
He'll certainly be on the shortlist for us, I think. He'll be in and around for sure.
Yeah. Got a good chance now, especially getting that winning goal as well. That might tip over the edge. Imagine if that's Raggett, eh?
Oh, sure. I think Raggett's in the chat as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He's been consistent. I thought he was actually very good again last night.
Yeah,
against Barnsley. Speaking of, Pompey Podcast. If you're not following us, we now have 569 followers on Facebook. Thank you very much to all of those. We've gained over 100 people since we were last recording, which is immense. Let's just have a quick. I'm going to have a quick shout out to a few of those followers, those new followers. Let's go. We're just going to shout out some names. We've got Patricia Hill has started following us. Mike Campbell. We've got Clive Bishop. Wonder if he's related to Colby. Thomas Copland, Kane Libby, Sam Bone, Keith Jenkins, Sean Galvin. Let's see who we get. So Debbie Smith, Debs. Hello, Debs. Ross Forsyth, Aid Hurst, Alan Forbes, Paul Stokes, and let's go two more, a little scroll down, and we will go with John Morgan, and let's end with a female, shall we? Let's end with a female. Okay, it's going to have to be Riley Ashley Watson is our final shout out for this week. But thank you very much to everybody. We're well over 500 now, well on our way to the 600. In fact, if you are not following or on Facebook, Twitter, now on TikTok as well, or YouTube, do so. We're at Pompey Pod on all of those platforms. And
when do we go international? Oh, go on.
Well, it may not be too far away, because you know what happened this week? Not one, but two likes from the one and only Guy Whitlam. The one and only Guy Whitlam. I know.
Come on the show. Get him on.
Guy, that's an open invitation for you. If you want
Guy on
the pod, feel free. We'll pay you in wine, guns and Percy Picks. Yeah. There you go.
How about
that?
Yeah.
Guy, come on in. Come on into the show.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Come on in. Whose house is he going to? Yours or mine?
The water's warm.
Yeah.
Okay, it's quiz time. It's quiz time.
Terrific.
And I have a lovely quiz for you, Dan. As normal, we'll start with yours, though, shall we?
Yeah. So, nice and quick one this evening. I know I always say that, but it will be. But it will be. So, all this is I was going to.
Is it numbers?
No, it's not numbers. No. It's okay. Pompey player quotes. I'm going to give you a quote by a. I think they're all ex. Yeah, they're all ex Pompey players.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a quote. I'm going to give you two people. You have to tell me which person said that quote. Simple.
Lovely. Right. Okay. Right. I like this. Good.
Okay. Right. Number one. Team individual is what you want. It might sound daft, but there's a lot of sense to it. Team individualism is what you want. It might sound daft, but there's a lot of sense to it. Is that is that David James or Jamie O'Hara?
It's Jamie O'Hara, and it's sort of nonsense he'll come out with, surely.
It's not, but that was an excellent choice by me to put Jamie O'Hara as the...
As the red herring.
It was David James.
David James. Come on, Jamie, what are you talking about?
Right, next one. Yeah. Zero out of one. Number two. When they go on about diving nowadays and how bad it is, Vince Hilaire invented it. He used to be the only bloke I knew who could trip himself up. Okay. That was Mick Quinn or Kevin Ball.
It's Kevin Ball. I don't think Mick Quinn would say something like that. I don't think he would. I think it's Kevin Ball.
Quinn was sort of late Vince Hilaire days, wasn't he, as well?
Yeah.
Was Kevin Ball. You're right to go Kevin Ball. One out of two.
Guess here we go.
Next one.
Speaking of Vince Hilaire, we obviously had a chat about Vince Hilaire, didn't we? Or that you mentioned. And apparently he lives in Southsea still, which is nice. There you go.
Yeah.
We did say we'd mention it on the pod, so there
are
good opportunities.
Yeah.
Where are they?
In Southsea. Yeah. Okay, right, next one. And Giroud scored a brilliant header with the last kick of the game. Was that Chris Kamara or Paul Merson?
It's Paul Merson. It's got to be.
You'd think so. It was Chris Kamara.
Chris Kamara seemed too... It seemed too much like
too
Chris
obvious,
Kamara,
it?
I think.
Too obvious, yeah. Right, next one. All right. There's only one person gets you sacked, and that's the fans. What's that? Chris Kamara or Paul Merson?
That was Chris Kamara.
It was Paul Merson.
Okay.
One out of four. Right, last one. Good. See if you can get two out of five. Okay.
Okay.
English football is hard work. You have to run all the time. Was that Robert Prosinecki or Nwankwo Kanu? What are you doing? Not Googling.
Well, it's no. I've just looked at my quiz and realised I haven't written the answers down.
Football is hard work. You have to run all the time. Prosinecki or Kanu?
It was 40 a day, Prosinecki.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you? It was Kanu.
Oh my god.
So well done. One out of five.
Well played. One out of five. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I know my Pompey quotes. If you can do better than one out of five, or if you did do better, let us know in the comments, because that was a shocking display from me. All right. Well, Dan, what I've got for you today is, in his first season as Portsmouth manager, he's taken us up to the Championship. So I've got a quiz for you about how much do you know your John Mussino? John Mussino.
This is going to be bad, isn't it?
It's multiple choice, so there you go. Okay, so we'll see. So what was John's first professional club? Was it Wickham, Brentford or Stevenage?
See, this is the sort of thing that a proper Pompey fan would know. So I'm struggling. You'd think it was Stevenage. So we'll go Stevenage.
Stevenage is incorrect. He made 64 appearances for Brentford at the beginning of his career. Okay. Of the following three clubs, which did he make the most appearances for? Was it Oxford, Wickham, or Burton Albion? Oxford United, Wickham Wanderers, or Burton Albion? Played a lot of times for all three.
Oxford.
Oxford 119 games.
Yes, yeah, that's plenty.
Burton Albion 121. It's Burton Albion, I'm afraid. You're 0-4-2.
All right.
It's 0-2, because it's not O. It's 0, isn't it? It's yeah. not O.
A to Z, is it?
Mm. No. No, it's not. Okay. In which month, you should know this one. You know
oh,
this
right,
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
In which month was John Massino born? Was he born in April? Was he born in June? Or was he born in August? April, June, or August.
If he was born in April, we've only got 2 weeks left. So I'm hoping that if he was born in the first half of April, I would have heard about it recently.
He might have been mentioned. Bumping
over on social media, wouldn't they? So... did we mention it? Now I'm starting to think, did we mention it that it was his birthday? No, not the last 2 weeks. April and what? And June and August?
April, June or August.
Why not July? Why have you missed out July? What's and May? What?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with June in the middle. Okay. Like the chase where they go. Don't know the answer, so go down the middle.
Okay. He was born 1986 on the 30th of April.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought that was going to sound like June. I don't know why I got excited.
The 30th of June. Yeah. Okay. 0-4-3. Here we go. This one you're going to get. How many clubs has John played for in total, including loans?
Okay.
Is it 8, 10, or 12? 8, 10, or 12, including loans?
Middle, 10. 10, 10.
You're going 10? Final answer?
Not 12. Not 12. Definitely not
12. Not 12, not
8. No, it's too young. Too young for 12.
He has played for 10 clubs. Yay! You are correct. Yay,
back in it. Back in it.
There you go. I won't listen. I was going to listen, but I'm not going to listen. And then final question for you.
Is it what colour his trainers?
This is for the weekly win. It is not what colour are his trainers. Who did John score the most goals for? Famous goal scorer, not. But who did he score the most goals for out of these three clubs? Is it Burton Albion, mm-hmm. Oxford United, mm-hmm. or Stevenage?
So played more games for Burton and Oxford. So let's rule out Stevenage. So played slightly more games for Burton than he did Oxford. But I'm going to go mental and go Oxford. He scored a whopping 8 goals for Oxford. 7 goals for Oxford.
Okay, 7 goals in 119 appearances. You're saying 7 goals. Okay. So for Oxford, 119 appearances, 4 goals. Burton Albion, 121 appearances, 2 goals.
Don't mess me around.
Stevenage, 57 appearances.
Yeah, we're all right.
An incredible 10 goals in those 57 appearances. he's a little purple patch back in
2012. Yeah, blimey. Was he not a centre-back?
He was, I think he was a midfielder.
CDM.
No, he was a defender. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, no, 10 goals in 57 appearances. That's actually decent.
Yeah.
Decent return. So it's a draw. It's one out of 5 each, and we've drawn this week.
Wow.
Next season we have to keep score. We have to do 5 questions each and we'll keep score. See who wins.
Yeah. Season.
Did you do better? Did you do better than me or Dan? Did you get more? You can't do much worse, let's be honest. But let us know in the comments. Also, let us know who you would have on the shortlist for player of the season. We're going to put together a shortlist of 5 players next week for our player of the season. Dan.
Can I just say, I think John Massino would have struggled with those questions. So I'd like to see you put them to him. I'd like to see you contact him.
Yeah, okay.
Through your mate, Corporal Punishment, and say, Guy, can you get these questions to John Massino and see if he can answer them?
Yeah.
In fact, sure. If you're out there, if anyone's out there who is close with John or has...
Maybe you work for the club. Maybe you're the press officer at the club, perhaps.
Ask him those questions.
Yeah, please do. Please do. And let us know. Better still, if he could record them, record a little message. I know he's not busy. So if he could record a little message, then that'd be great. Thank you, John. We appreciate that. If you could get back to us, or Guy, see if you could answer those questions.
Guy, yeah. Guy. Are you there?
Okay. So that is it for our Champions edition of the Pompey Pod. We will be back again next week reviewing the Wigan game. Just very quickly, Dan. I know it doesn't matter, but we could get 100 points.
We could, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think I don't think you're going to win that game.
Yeah, I don't know. They asked Messino that, and he was sort of like, they did ask him straight after the game. And he was sort of like, oh, I don't really know. But I don't know. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you either go, well, let's just give our fringe players a game, but then do you show respect for your players that have done it for you all season and stick with them? And I think you might do that. But yeah. It
does partly depend on how bladdered they got.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, it's quite, I mean, I think they'll win against Wigan. And then it's just that tough game against Lincoln, isn't it? Because they're still very much,
Yeah, having beaten Oxford. Yeah, I agree. I think we will beat Wigan. I think, I agree. I'd say the same. I think it's going to be a win and then possibly a defeat final day. But, or defeat or draw, I don't think we'll win at Lincoln, I think.
No. Depends. Well, it all depends. All depends what their next game goes
this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a dead rubber, couldn't it? And a final question for this week. Who do you want to come up with us? Who would you prefer, Derby, Bolton or Peterborough?
Automatically, I think Derby. Yeah, I don't think, but I haven't been overly impressed with what I've seen with Bolton. I think Derby were the best team to come to Fratton Park. So yeah, I think automatically Derby.
Well, you think about it, the rest of the top six, the only one we haven't beaten is Derby. We've beaten all the others. We've beaten Peterborough twice. We've taken 4 points of all the rest. And we've had two draws with Derby. So I agree. I think Derby were the best team that we've seen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they are the best. But then again, points would say they're also the second best team in the league. So at the moment.
We haven't lost to any of the top, obviously not including us, but the top seven. We haven't lost to any of them. No, Lincoln. Lincoln beat us at home, did they not? Was that the thing?
Lincoln, wasn't it?
So, top seven for once, because that's usually our downfall, isn't it? That we can't beat the top teams, but 4 points off Derby, 4 points off Bolton, 4 points off, 6 points off Peterborough, six points off Barnsley, four off Oxford.
And the Peterborough game for me was the game that I genuinely thought actually were going up. That's the one I was most nervous about before the game, and then when we won it, I thought, do you know what? This is it. We're going up.
Definitely.
And they were on a good run of form at the time, weren't they, as well? And we went to their place. It was close, but we obviously beat them. And at that point, I thought, okay, this is it. We're doing it. We're doing it this year.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good, good, good. Okay, great. That has been the Pompey Pod Champions Edition. There will be a similar one next week. But for now, it's goodbye.
Bye.